Could you say, was Adam, maybe something went wrong with him? Was he a normal kid?
I don't remember Adam, except when he was a child.
Reporters been asking around if anybody knows them on the block, and nobody knows them, which is odd for this neighborhood. It's very odd because a lot of people in this neighborhood know each other, and that if they don't know each other, they know of somebody.
And even someone we spoke to who lived just two doors down from the Lanzas said they had very little information about the family and didn't really know Adam Lanza.
What's so interesting, Wolf, is that about 3 years ago, back in 2009, that's really the last time we have any hard record of any classes he took, any courses he was enrolled in. After that, right at the time that the divorce was finalized, it seems that Adam Lanza simply fell off the face of the earth. There is no record of anything that he did, what he may have accomplished, who he met with. We've had a very difficult time even finding friends who knew him from the period 2009 on. So he existed, but he existed in a world that really nobody knows about, Wolf.
Adam Lanza went to the school, a couple of officials have told us, and got in some kind of altercation, is the word that they use, between him and four other staff members. Now, they say that of the four staff members that he got into an argument with, three were killed in yesterday's shooting.
And I want to ask you something that Pete Williams reported first on Saturday. He said there had been some kind of an altercation at Sandy Hook Elementary School the day before the shootings, and that it was believed Adam Lanza might have been involved in that altercation with up to four teachers or administrators. Can you shed any light on that?
That's been spoken about a great deal during the number of press conferences that we've had, and we've been able to look at that and find out that there was no report of any altercation involving the shooter, the suspect, if you will, at all at that facility.
Adam Lanza destroyed his computers before he drove to Sandy Hook Elementary School on Friday.
Investigators say the Newtown gunman did such a thorough job, the FBI has been unable to retrieve any information from those computers.
You look at his intent to destroy those drives. What does your gut tell you was on his computer?
Obviously, incriminating evidence without a question.
Reports say the hard drive was smashed to bits.
What's interesting to me, too, is that Adam Lanza, there's something on these hard drives that he wanted
to
destroy. He was either keeping some records, some diary, files about himself, though. So that's part of this unlocking this mystery of why he did what he did.
And there's an ongoing attempt to try to uncover that.
That's right.
Look at what is